The Haines Assembly finalizes its decision to delay Haines-Helisky map amendments. And while Haines school enrollment is down, Skagway keeps growing. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. Changes to the Haines Commercial Ski Tour Areas map will wait until later this year. The Haines-Boro Assembly wants to postpone map amendments because of conflict of interest and wildlife concerns. On Tuesday, the Assembly finalized that decision. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
A Helisky map committee met several times over the last few months to comb through map amendment requests from two companies. From the beginning, the committee was afflicted with two major complaints. One had to do with conflict of interest allegations. Two members of the five-person committee are part owners of the Helisky companies that requested the map amendments. Two, there are concerns about how wildlife might be impacted by map realignments. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is finishing up studies on mountain goat and bear habitat in the Chilkat Valley. Map Committee Chairman and Assemblymember Ron Jackson made a proposal to remedy the tangle of controversy around the committee.
You know, I support this postponement because of that. I think it's the right thing to do. And between now and then, there's a lot of changes we need to make with the Helisky composition of the committee or not.
Jackson wanted to delay consideration of the map changes to this summer, when the studies from Fish and Game are available and a new map committee is in place.
We spent 3 years waiting since the previous map committee.
Ryan Johnson is part owner of Alaska Heliskiing, one of the businesses that requested amendments to the map. He said, first of all, the conflict of interest concerns are unwarranted because a 3% increase in ski terrain does not impact the company's finances. And he said the changes Alaska Heliskiing wanted were all about safety.
The safest heliski zone that we could have would be no map. I understand that's not possible. I get that. We have to take into consideration wildlife and people that want to hear helicopters, and that's all wonderful. But we're out there every day trying to make decisions based 100% on safety. And so when you start taking things away, things get less safe.
Johnson said many of the amendments were aimed at fixing basic line drawing errors on the map. Tourism Director Leslie Ross backed up that claim.
Many of the proposed changes on this map that's being considered are changes that, as Ryan said, that are changes to the map that was done before that were misprinted by the previous planner.
Ross and Johnson also noted that a third Helisky permit holder, Alaska Mountain Guides, looks like it will begin operating this winter in terrain that has, until now, been shared by just two companies. Assemblyman Jackson acknowledged that some of the changes were about fixing errors on the map, but he said the credibility of the committee was too damaged to move forward with its suggestions. The Assembly unanimously voted to postpone map changes. There were two related proposals on Tuesday's agenda. They deal with the makeup of the map committee and whether it should exist at all. One is from the Tourism Advisory Board, which was tasked by the Assembly to recommend code changes about the map committee's makeup. However, TAB's recommendations have been called into question by resident Eric Hawley, who filed an appeal on the matter, and Assemblyman Tom Morfitt. Both say the borough should reconsider the role of committees with a financial stake in a certain industry. Morfitt proposed getting rid of the map committee in code and leaving the review process to the Assembly. Instead of making decisions about those two proposals at Tuesday's meeting, Jackson said the question of the Helisky Map Committee deserved a more in-depth discussion.
I don't know. I think we just need to slow down and talk about this for a while and get this straight about how we want map amendments to take place.
The Assembly decided to refer the matter to the Commerce Committee. When it comes time to look at the pending Helisky Map Amendment requests again, who will do the vetting remains to be seen. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
After an unexpected boost in enrollment last year, student numbers at the Haines School have dropped to some of the lowest the district has ever seen. That's in stark contrast to Skagway, where the school continues to see growth in the student population. There was good news for the two schools last year, when Skagway and Haines both saw increases in enrollment. Skagway had nearly 101 students. That was the first time since the 2007 to 2008 school year that the number surpassed 100. That number was a turning point for the school district, which moved to single-grade classrooms in the elementary school because of increased state funding and student numbers. That same year, the 2007 to 2008 school year, marked the beginning of a downward trend in enrollment for the Haines School. Numbers continued to dwindle until last year, when the enrollment went up from 268 in 2014 to 2015 to 277 students. But this year, it was only Skagway that saw a positive enrollment change.
We're really happy to see those continue to go up, and that we are just excited to be moving in that direction.
That's Skagway Superintendent Josh Coffrin. He says during the official enrollment count in the fall, the school counted 113.5 students. According to state standards, some students are tallied as less than a full point because of homeschooling and other factors.
It's an increase of roughly 13 students.
Coffrin says they're seeing the biggest boost in one age group in particular.
Primarily in younger grades, we're seeing some pretty significant increases in our K through 5 classes.
More students means more funding. That's because schools receive per student allocation from the state.
It means increased funding for sure. The more students that you have in the building based on the base student allocation, the higher the level of the funding coming from the state.
In Haines, this year's enrollment was down about 15 students from last year. The official count tallied 261.7 students. That includes the district's 21 homeschooled students. The school board predicted a drop in enrollment and budgeted for the loss. Even though it was expected, enrollment at Haines School hasn't been this low since the 1950s. According to Haines Superintendent Tony Habra, who's new to the district this school year, it's hard to pin down a specific reason for the drop in numbers. The Juneau Assembly is moving ahead to exempt the cruise industry from sales tax for goods and services sold on board while ships are in port. The Finance Committee overwhelmingly approved a motion by Mayor Ken Kelsch on Wednesday evening to amend the tax code to formalize the exemption. Deputy Mayor Jerry Nankervis said he strongly supported the mayor's initiative.
Having the cruise industry in Juneau has been very beneficial for this community, and I think with the potential job loss of state employees looming in the very near future, it behooves us to try and be good neighbors with the folks that like to come here and do business and try and continue to keep them coming here and doing business.
A long-standing agreement requires third-party tour operators aboard cruise ships to pay sales tax, and that would not change, the city's finance director said. The mayor's initiative will certainly be welcomed by the Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, the industry trade group, which says its passengers pay an estimated $8 million in sales tax while on shore in Juneau. Association President John Binkley said in a statement before the meeting that the cruise lines believe the sales on board its vessels while in port are exempt from municipal sales tax. Cruise ships close their shops while ships are in port, he added. The lone dissenting voice came from Assemblyman Jesse Keel. He argued that it was a question of fairness.
My barber has to collect and remit sales tax, and bars around here have to collect and remit sales tax. It's only fair to ask others who provide those goods or services in the borough to do the same thing.
The tax exemption isn't a done deal. The proposed ordinance will have to be drafted and brought to a public hearing before it can be enacted. Meanwhile, a lawsuit brought against the borough by the cruise ship industry over the spending of a $5 per head tax remains pending in federal court. KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.